to do that. So doing this as a three-piece. So I'm kind of taking a cue from our past into what comes next.
It's heavy music. I wouldn't say metal. You know, there's a lot of other things that, you know, that him and I like that seem to creep, you know, creep their way into the songs. But I think it's something so good, just can't function no more. But love will tear us apart.
Some strange stories of people who have dabbled and people who have been involved in very strange sects and been a bit, how do you say, indiscreet about it, and they've wound it up dead in a motorway crash or something.
E sejam bem-vindos ao Guilhotina desta terça-feira da Rádio Universidade de Coimbra. Deste lado, acompanho-vos eu, Alexander Narovatkin, até à meia-noite, com uma hora de texturas desconfortáveis para o vosso prazer. Uma interpretação do termo abrangente que é a eletrónica industrial, de um vasto leque de artistas, desde a década de 80 até ao presente ano. Sem mais interrupções, vamos submergir neste Guilhotina. Fiquem comigo, desse lado, nos habituais 107.9 FM ou em RUC.pt.
First discovered that you were effeminate.
Well, I think we ought to clear up what's feminine and what's gay.
Well, what's the difference?
Well, a gay person is a boy that is attracted to another boy, or a girl that's attracted to another girl. And feminine, anybody can be feminine. There's lots of married men that have feminine instincts. You know, they have limp wrists, or they walk a little more feminine than the other man.
Now, Simone, you openly admit that you're a homosexual. What do your parents think about this?
Well, I think my parents really don't know. You could say I live a double life, that on weekends I dress up like a girl, and then when I come home on Sunday afternoons or so, I look like a normal boy in a neighborhood. And I think as long as this happens, my parents don't suspect anything. So I have girls from work I go out with during the week, and the girls do call the house. So
have you ever had sexual intercourse with a girl?
No. Girls don't attract me sexually. I like girls that are pretty and all. I like to be seen with pretty people. But sexually, girls just turn me off, I'd say.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have an older brother.
Does he know that you're homosexual?
No.
What do you think he'd do if he found out?
Probably kill me.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Well, then you're old enough to be drafted.
Yes.
Have you been drafted?
No.
What happened?
Oh, I guess I had a horrible experience when they called me down there. I just stood out from the rest of the people. Minus I didn't want to be drafted, so I just add a little more makeup to my face. And they spotted me. I stood out from the crowd.
Were you dressed as a girl?
No, but I had my hair up. It was combed differently than the rest of the boys. And I had a little makeup on my face. And the guards had caught me at the door, and they escorted me up personally to the main place where we had to be seated. From there on, I was just sent to different psychiatrists.
And what did the psychiatrists ask you?
Well, they asked me, am I happy the way I am? And they asked me, do my parents know? And do I want any help from them? And am I happy? And I answered all their questions.
Simon, we've determined that you do, in effect, lead a double life. On the weekends, you dress as a woman. During the week, you hold down a full-time job. Are you happy?
Oh, yes, I am.
What would make you even more happy?
If I'd be able to have a change from man to woman.
What does that involve?
First of all, it involves a lot of money. Doctors charge a lot of money for this operation.
Where would you have the operation?
Well, in Casablanca. It starts for about $2,000.
What is the actual surgical procedure?
Oh, it's not castration anymore like they used to do in the olden days, where they'd cut off a man's testicles or so. But nowadays they keep everything on you, except they just stick it inside. And this way it's a little better, and it's...
When you say a little better, what does it mean? Could you have normal sexual relations?
You can still have an excitement like you usually do. It might take a little longer, but you still have your excitement. When you're castrated, you have no excitement whatsoever.
Could you have normal sexual relations as a woman?
You could, but you couldn't give birth. That's the only difference.
Would you like to adopt a child?
I don't think I'd want to adopt a child. I think knowing they might be able to change my body, but not my mind. And I'd always have this little comeback in me, knowing that, gee, I was once a boy, and now I have a kid of my own. It wouldn't sound right to me, but I would like to get married.
Simon, you told us earlier that you make a lot of your own dresses. Do you wear anything tight and slinky?
I do at times.
What happens if you're wearing a very tight, slinky satin dress and you see somebody who appeals to you and your maleness becomes apparent?
I try to get rid of it before I put that slinky dress on.
How do you do that?
Oh, there's lots of ways of wearing a heavy, thick girdle.
You wear a girdle?
Mm-hmm.
You're a rather tall girl, aren't you?
Yes.
How tall would you say you are?
6 feet.
Well, you're one of the taller drag queens around.
But I'm one of the more beautiful ones too, darling.
Simone, do you know any other boys who dress up like girls who are taller than you are?
Oh, yes. I know when it used to be a truck driver. You ought to see her now. She's about 6'2 and a 48 bust.
Would you say that your business, your work, is the sort of work that attracts homosexuals?
Well, a lot of arty fields like dancing, singing, and display work, and different fields that are arty attract a lot of homosexuals to work there. And I happen to know my whole crew is gay.
How do you know that?
Well, we all talk about it, and we're so easy to spot anyhow.
Vicky, you say you're engaged. What does your fiancé do?
He's a photographer.
Is he homosexual or is he straight?
No, he's straight, masculine.
Let me ask you this question. If he's masculine, wouldn't it be more normal for him to go out with a girl?
True, but I'm the nearest thing to a girl and I'm going for a change.
When you say you're going for a change, you're going to have an operation?
Yes.
Now, several of the other people we've interviewed are going to have the operation. Tell me something about it from your standpoint.
Well, it's a step away from loneliness and suicide, because most of the homosexuals and drag queens, they get to a certain age and they don't want to live no more. So I've just about hit that age.
Have you ever felt that you wanted to end your life?
Oh, many times. And I just think about changing to a woman, hoping that would be an escape.
When did you first feel that you were not part of the world around you?
Oh, 14, 15.
Had you been effeminate in school?
Yes, I was an outsider.
Were you the butt of jokes and barbs from the other children?
Yes.
What would they say? born a male. When did you first notice these female tendencies?
I was 13 years old.
Sonia, do you take female hormones?
Yes, I do.
And what have they done to you?
They have developed my body, and they also developed my bust and slowed the growth of the hair on my body.
You said they've developed your bust. Do you wear a brassiere when you work?
No, when I work.
Well, do you ever wear a thin t-shirt?
I wear a shirt or a sweater.
When you wear a sweater, you say that your busts are developed, is it?
They show through.
Now, what about dates? You have dates with men. Do you ever have dates with men who don't know that you're a man?
Most of the times they don't.
And what do they do when they find out?
Well, they don't really care.
What about your plans for marriage?
Well, first of all, I intend to have my sex change.
How are you going to do that?
I'll take a trip and send them out money and surgery. You go to surgery.
That's very expensive, I understand.
Well, it's a couple of $1,000.
What about your wardrobe? That must cost a lot of money.
My whole salary goes to my wardrobe.
Do you make any of your own clothes?
Sometimes.
Let's talk for just a moment about your sex life. Have you ever had a date with a girl?
No.
When you have a date with your boyfriends, what do you do? You go to movies?
We go out dancing. Here and there, you know, everywhere. The movies.
How many times must you go out with a boy before you let him kiss you?
Not much, that same night. You're crazy.
It should be obvious to you that you don't lead a normal life in terms with which we're familiar. Would you say that you're a happy, fulfilled person?
Well, I'm very happy, but I'm not quite fulfilled until I get my sex change and become a complete woman. Then I'll be happy completely.
Thank you.
Chegamos ao final do Guilhotina desta terça-feira. Aproveitem o resto da noite deste confuso outono. Inês Cruz voltará a tomar o cargo do Guilhotina na próxima semana. E até lá, mantenham-se nos 107.9 FM da Rádio Universidade de Coimbra para a emissão de Tempo e Espaço.
Little Miss Wonder.
And this upset you?
Yes.
Was there anybody in those early days that you could talk to and tell about how you felt?
No, not until just about a year ago. I met people like me. I thought I was the only one. And it's a little easier now.
How did you meet these other people who were like you?
At parties, at balls, drag balls, fairs.
In those early days, would you try to dress up as a woman?
Yes.
I'm talking about when you were 14 and 15.
Yes, I would put on my mother's clothes, run around the house in her heels.
Did she ever catch you?
No.
When was your first homosexual experience?
When I was 15.
And how did that happen?
In a movie, some fella kept on staring at me and staring at me. I seen the picture once, I seen it twice, and I just did it most of the night, and he was still there, moving slowly, surely, next to me. And then the knee starts rubbing his knee up, and I just...
Was he young or old?
No, he was young.
And where did you go with him?
Well, actually, I got panicked, and he had told me to come into the men's room, and I told him, all right. And when he went into the men's room, I looked up at the clock and I said, I gotta get out of here. And I just left. I left them, so that ended that scene.
Well, what was the next time?
Near the rides where I was, they have an amusement park. And so, like, I could just feel the eyes piercing through me. I turned around. He told me if I'd like to go on some rides. I told him, I don't mind.